AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Newly unsealed court documents show migrants subject to deportation under the Alien Enemies Act are being given about 12 hours to decide if they want to contest their removal, a window the government contends complies with the Supreme Court decision that they should have reasonable time to appeal. Meantime, Sagar Magani reports on two more rulings against the Trump administration.
In one case, a judge temporarily blocked guidance forbidding diversity, equity, and inclusion efforts in K-12 public schools. That was after the National Education Association and the ACLU accused the administration of violating teachers' due process and First Amendment rights. In the second case, a judge barred the administration from denying federal funds to so-called sanctuary cities that limit cooperation with federal immigration efforts, saying parts of the president's executive orders were unconstitutional. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Trump administration's asking the Supreme Court to allow enforcement of a ban on transgender people in the military while legal challenges proceed. And Lisa Dwyer reports the administration's loosening rules on self-driving cars to help U.S. automakers like Elon Musk's Tesla take on Chinese rivals.
The Transportation Department says U.S. companies developing self-driving cars will be allowed exemptions from certain federal safety rules for testing purposes, similar to what some foreign automakers receive. It also says it will streamline crash reporting requirements involving self-driving features and move towards national rules for the technology to replace a patchwork of state regulations. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy says that the U.S. is in a race against China and that U.S. automakers need less red tape and a single national standard. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And the rally on Wall Street continued. The Dow added close to 487 points, or 1.2%. The S&P 2%, the Nasdaq 2.7%. This is AP News. The doors are staying open all night at St. Peter's Basilica for mourners to pay their respects to Pope Francis.
The turnout has been bigger than expected. Many set their alarm clock.
I got up at 4:30 to be here at 5 a.m.
American Catherine Plazek says she's there to thank Pope Francis.
And to be together with people from so many different places, parts of the world, you hear accents. There's an Indian priest behind me. There are Italians next to me. So just to live this special moment together with the whole church.
Also in line is Father Alex Mugalasi from Uganda.
We are coming to see, to pay our last respects to him, to see his body, to pray for him, and to be in union with the Holy Church, Universal Church.
A day and a half after opening, the Vatican says more than 90,000 people have passed by the Pope's wooden coffin. The Basilica was closed briefly for cleaning and will stay open as long as there are mourners. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.